Modern Canada. Trade and economic growth. Post-war Canada enjoyed record prosperity and material progress. The world's restrictive trading policies in the Depression era were opened up by such treaties as the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, now the World Trade Organization. The discovery of oil in Alberta in 1947 began Canada's modern energy industry. In 1951, for the first time, a majority of Canadians were able to afford adequate food, shelter, and clothing. Between 1945 and 1970, as Canada drew closer to the United States and other trading partners, the country enjoyed one of the strongest economies among industrialized nations. Today, Canadians enjoy one of the world's highest standards of living, maintained by the hard work of Canadians and by trade with other nations, in particular the United States. As prosperity grew, so did the ability to support social assistance programs. The Canada Health Act ensures common elements and a basic standard of coverage. Unemployment insurance, now called employment insurance, was introduced by the federal government in 1940. Old age security was devised as early as 1927, and the Canada and Quebec pension plans in 1965. Publicly funded education is provided by the provinces and territories. Captions. Image of a medical researcher. Image of Toronto with caption, Toronto's business district is also Canada's financial capital. International engagement. Like Australia, New Zealand, and other countries, Canada developed its autonomy gradually, with a capacity to make significant contributions internationally. The Cold War began when several liberated countries of Eastern Europe became part of a communist bloc controlled by the Soviet Union under the dictator Joseph Stalin. Canada joined with other democratic countries of the West to form the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, a military alliance, and with the United States in the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD. Canada joined international organizations such as the United Nations, or UN. It participated in the UN operation defending South Korea in the Korean War in 1950 to 1953, with 500 dead and 1,000 wounded. Canada has taken part in numerous UN peacekeeping missions in places as varied as Egypt, Cyprus, and Haiti, as well as in other international security operations, such as those in the former Yugoslavia and Afghanistan. Canada and Quebec. French-Canadian society and culture flourished in the post-war years. Quebec experienced an era of rapid change in the 1960s, known as the Quiet Revolution. Many Quebecers sought to separate from Canada. In 1963, Parliament established the Royal Commission on Bilingualism and Biculturalism. This led to the Official Languages Act of 1969, which guarantees French and English services in the federal government across Canada. In 1970, Canada helped found La Francophonie, an international association of French-speaking countries. The movement for Quebec sovereignty gained strength, but was defeated in a referendum in the province in 1980. After much negotiation in 1982, the constitution was amended without the agreement of Quebec. Though sovereignty was again defeated in a second referendum in 1995, the autonomy of Quebec within Canada remains a lively topic, part of the dynamic that continues to shape our country. A changing society. As social values changed over more than 50 years, Canada became a more flexible and open society. Many took advantage of expanding secondary and post-secondary educational opportunities, and a growing number of women entered the professional workforce. Most Canadians of Asian descent had in the past been denied the vote in federal and provincial elections. In 1948, the last of these, the Japanese Canadians, gained the right to vote. Aboriginal people were granted the vote in 1960. Today, every citizen over the age of 18 may vote. Canada welcomed thousands of refugees from communist oppression, including about 37,000 who escaped Soviet tyranny in Hungary in 1956. With the communist victory in the Vietnam War in 1975, many Vietnamese fled, including over 50,000 who sought refuge in Canada. The idea of multiculturalism as a result of 19th and 20th century immigration gained a new impetus. By the 1960s, one-third of Canadians had origins that were neither British nor French and took pride in preserving their distinct culture in the Canadian fabric. Today, diversity enriches Canadians' lives, particularly in our cities. Captions: images of a Vietnamese-Canadian parade and of an F-86 Sabre from the Royal Canadian Air Force. Arts and culture in Canada. Canadian artists have a long history of achievement in which Canadians take pride. Artists from all regions reflect and define our culture and forms of creative expression and have achieved greatness both at home and abroad. Canadians have made significant contributions to literature in English and in French. Novelists, poets, historians, educators, and musicians have had a significant cultural impact. Men and women of letters included Stephen Leacock, Louis Aymon, Sir Charles G.D. Roberts, Pauline Johnson, Émile Nelligan, Robertson Davies, Margaret Lawrence, and Mordecai Richler. Musicians such as Sir Ernest McMillan and Healy Whillan won renown in Canada and abroad. Writers such as Joy Kagawa, Michael Ondaatje, and Rohinton Mistry have diversified Canada's literary experience. In the visual arts, Canada is historically perhaps best known for the Group of Seven, founded in 1920, who developed a style of painting to capture the rugged wilderness landscapes. Emily Carr painted the forests and Aboriginal artifacts of the West Coast. Les Automatistes of Quebec were pioneers of modern abstract art in the 1950s, most notably Jean-Paul Riepel. Quebec's Louis-Philippe Hébert was a celebrated sculptor of historical figures. Kenayuk Achivak pioneered modern Inuit art with etchings, prints, and soapstone sculptures. Canada has a long and respected performing arts history, with a network of regional theaters and world-renowned performing arts companies. The films of Denis Arcand have been popular in Quebec and across the country and have won international awards. Other noteworthy Canadian filmmakers include Norman Jewison and Atta McGoyan. Canadian television has had a popular following. Captions: images of Cirque du Soleil and of Tom Thompson's painting, The Jackpine.